Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Cy Brown, broadcasting live from New York City. It is another great day. Today is Thursday, August 21st, and we are doing big things in a big way right up here in the Big Apple. I am so happy and so thankful that you guys are joining me again today for another show of Life Remix Radio. Just want to give a big shout-out to His Rare Jewel, who joined us in the chat room. Definitely to Dropping Seed Radio, who joined me in the chat room. And hello to Grandma Secrets, who joined us in the chat room. I know who that is. That's Miss Regina. She was on the show earlier this week talking about those doggone cakes. I got fat just looking at those cakes on the internet. And you know the funniest thing is when she was on the show, we were talking about how my grandmother made me eat my dinner before I was allowed to have my dessert, which I was like, bleh. But anyway, it's all good. And I was at my grandmother's house this morning, and what was she doing but making a cake? I think that's all grandmas do or grandmamas do is make cakes and just give us treats and sweets. But I'll tell you one thing. When I was growing up in my grandmother's house, she sure wasn't doing that with me. My grandmama's real short, and she would snatch me, and I'm real tall. So to this day, I still have no idea how my grandmother was able to reach up and beat me and smack me the way she was able to. But you know what? I just let it happen because that's grandma. You just can't do anything about that. Just to say, how's everybody doing today? Today is such a good day. Any day above ground is a good day. And then you just get to wake up and do it all over again. Today we have an amazing show. Y'all know I put a lot of work into putting these shows together, and I guess I don't even need to keep repeating it. But I actually really value the time that you all take to listen to the show. And I say that with such candor. Oh, I just want to say Tiffany's mom just joined us. Hi, Miss Smokey 775 in the chat room. She's listening. Tell Tiffany I said hello. That's Tiffany's mom who just joined us. But what I was saying is that I really enjoy doing the show. And I always say to everybody who listens, I'm grateful, I'm appreciative, I'm thankful, because I really am. I mean, you have to look at it this way. Like, people are so overworked and they don't have enough time and this, that, and the third. So for you all to stop at whatever time it is, I mean, just imagine people on the West Coast that listen to the show, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. So, I mean, I think it's my obligation and that whole karma and just when you're obligated by you go by universal laws, I have to bring you the absolute very best show and very best guests I possibly can, because I don't ever want to waste anybody's time. Time is something that you can never get back. So I just want to say good looking out. That's my way of saying thank you. Yo, good looking out, son. Yeah, I have a bunch of fun. I'm still very Gen Xer with my little hip-hop slang. Just want to say shout-out to Nova Gadsden and Conscious Vibrations, who's joining us in the chat room. This looks like we are going to have a banging show today. Listen, I'm just going to get right into our daily thought. And after our daily thought, we are going to be joined by Pastor Monica Haskell. And she has a show on Blog Talk Radio, too. Y'all have to get up on Blog Talk Radio because there's a lot of good information being passed around. So it's nothing. You just log on and you listen. But you're getting some really good information. And I listen to her show, and I listen to it when I can. The only little caveat is that her show is Wednesdays at 12, and my show is every day at 12. So I have to listen to her archive. So I encourage you all to please listen to Pastor Monica Haskell's show. She'll tell you all about it in a few minutes after we do our prayer and all that good stuff. And then, of course, Dropping Seed Radio has a show Saturdays at 10 p.m., but it's Central Standard Time. So here in New York, it's at 11, and in L.A., it's like, I think it's 8 o'clock. And then my friend Tiffany Janae, she has her show. I believe her show is Tuesday nights at 11 New York time. And 11, 10, 9, 8. So that would be like 8 o'clock West Coast time. So that's how that goes. But anyway, just Thank you all. The chat room is now open, as you all know. And don't forget to hit me up on MySpace, myspace.com/LifeRemixRadio. Would love to have you as a friend. Oh, yeah, Drop and See show is at 10 o'clock. I hope I get it right. 10 o'clock on Saturdays, but it's Central Standard Time. But hit me up on MySpace, myspace.com, Life Remix Radio. Love to have you as a friend. Let's stay connected. And don't forget, I have a CD that's out right now called How to Make Motivational Speaking Your Day Job, because y'all all know that's what my quote-unquote day job is. I'm a speaker and I run an agency, and you can get that information from your speaker coach. Oh, I just got corrected. Miss Tiffany's show is Wednesdays, not Tuesdays. And then Nova Gadsden's show is 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays. So I'm just happy to promote everybody else, you know, because that's kind of how what we're supposed to do, right? Like, I just can't fathom getting listeners and not giving them all the possible information. That's, you know, I want to be blessed more and more and more and more and more. And in order for me to get blessed more and more and more, I have to bless other people. So I'm going to do a quick rundown because, see, I'm talking off the top of my head. So I want to make sure I get everybody's show correctly. So for the record, Tiffany Janae's show is Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and her show is The Hip Hop Entrepreneur. Whew. Okay, she's done. Dropping Seed Radio show is Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. So that's 11 o'clock New York time. Okay, so we got that right. Nova's show is 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays. Okay, good. So now that I got all that right, because I'm not trying to jack up anybody's show, let me get into our daily thought. You know, the daily thought from the Hill. Today is Thursday, the 21st of August, and our daily thought for today reads as follows. God guides my way. Ooh, that's a good one. I like that one. God guides my way. Let go of old habits, fears, and resentments that do not serve your purpose. Erase tapes of past events that are unpleasant or painful. Send them back to the nothingness from which they came. Let go and know that faith, wisdom, and love are always available with you wherever you are. Find a place where you will not be disturbed. Relax your body and release any sensation or tension or stiffness. Breathe deeply and feel the rhythm of your breath. Quietly affirm, I am surrounded by the spirit of life. I have faith, love, and wisdom right here. Gently call forth your spiritual powers as they are available to serve you and help with any decisions that are causing concern. With faith, I have the confidence and assurance to be lifted above all fears and concerns. With love, I have the power to release any unforgiveness and allow compassion and kindness to prevail. With wisdom, I release the temptation to judge myself or others harshly. I know without a doubt that the will of God is in my life and affairs guiding my way right here and right now. Thank you, God, in me, as me, and so it is. And today's scripture comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 17. Wherefore, do not lack wisdom, but understand what the will of God is. So that's our daily thought, and that's a pretty powerful one. God guides my way. Ooh, yeah, that one's pretty deep, because you know what's so funny? Well, you know, you all listen, my regular listeners know that this, just the whole concept of this show came to me on June 26th in my left ear, because that's when God talks to me. That's how I know it's God, not garbage, that to do a radio show. And I really, 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 on the real, real, I try to, because I'm still learning God's voice, I try to just do what he says, whatever it is, no matter how stupid, and I say stupid loosely, how stupid it may sound to Saida. Because I'm learning, you know, I'm 37, you know, I can't lie. See, so if you guys see me in the media and I'm like, I'm 32, y'all know she is really 37. But I'm 37, and I've tried it my way for far too long, and my way, I don't believe anymore, is the right way. So I really, in my heart, believe that if I just listen to spirit, whether you call it mother God, father God, sister God, cousin God, whatever you call God's spirit, I really listen, and I finally learned what that instruction sounds like. So that's how I know it's my left ear. But the point is, I haven't been failed yet. And something in my gut is telling me I never will be. So I just really am learning, and it's taken me a long time to learn what it sounds like. But by just reading this daily scripture, God guides my way. This is some powerful stuff, y'all. Like, just, you know, y'all know I talk to young people, and my ministry is really for young people. And if they just learn to, like, listen to God and go with their gut, they would be so much better off. But anyway, I'm off my soapbox. I'm so happy to say that Pastor Monica Haskell is joining us in a very few moments. And I've always asked the burning question, can a pastor be an entrepreneur? And I've listened to her show, and I always toiled with that, because as a pastor or as a person in ministry or as a person of faith, we kind of want to always do the right thing. But an entrepreneur is just a nice way of saying a capitalist, and we, you know, or a person that believes in capitalism. I believe. And capitalism is a hallmark of our, you know, society or whatever it is. So based on that, can being a pastor and an entrepreneur coexist? And, I don't know. I do it every day. But when I came across Pastor Haskell, she's doing her thing in big ways with women and just all that she does. So when I invited her to be on the show, she doesn't know how happy I was to have her. So Pastor Monica, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you, darling? What's going on?
I am great, thank you.
It is such a pleasure to have you. Did I get your show right, Wednesdays at 12?
It's so nice to be here. Yes, my business program is Wednesdays at noon,
okay.
So you were correct. Absolutely.
I got one of them right, you know. Well, before we get into my questions, because you know I always have bunches of questions, can you just tell my listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do, and then I'll get into being nosy.
Okay. Well, basically, you got it right. I'm a pastor. That's my full-time job. That's my calling. I, along with my husband, pastor the Prevailing Church International. We have locations in Philadelphia and Delaware. And you're also right, because I am a businesswoman, and I'm sure we'll get into that later, but I have an organization called Impact Business Group. And Impact Business Group consists of many things, but my baby right now is Impact Sisters, which is a business group for Christian women and empowerment. So that's what I do.
Well, I'm going to jump right into it. Before we get into Impact Sisters, what mindset, I think this is what I want to address, what's the mindset that one needs to have to be a person who's walking in their calling and their purpose and yet be a business person? Because I know Dropping Seed Radio, who joins me every single day, he is on his way. He's on the road to becoming a full-time entrepreneur and running his ministry. What is the mindset that one has to have to be able to balance the two, if that makes sense?
It absolutely makes sense. And I just want to say that I started out, I guess, a little bit like you, not knowing if it was possible, but then I was enlightened. And I began to see, you know, all throughout the Word of God, first of all, so many business people throughout the Word of God. I mean, Jesus hung with a bunch of business people. He was a carpenter.
Right.
He had, you know, his crew was just a bunch of business people. And then
right.
When I think about a lot of times when we get saved or we become people of faith, we cut off ourselves to the world so we don't have anybody else in industry or the marketplace, yet we need to live.
Right.
And so my calling is also business, because I empower people to have more. The Bible talks about how Jesus died for the abundant life. And abundant life is not just, you know, this salvation. Abundant life is what kind of God would have you serve him and bless everybody who doesn't serve him and you stand in lack? So that's the question that I had to ask myself.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But see, that's where my confusion comes in. And I'm very candid and very, you know, transparent. When I always have run a business ever since I've been a mommy, so, you know, 10, 15 years now. And then when I got saved, I felt bad asking people for money. Like, I was like, ooh, this is, you know, like, how do you juggle the two? Do you say, okay, this is business, or, you know, oh, because you know, Pastor Monica, people will come to you, oh, we're doing this for the kingdom. Yeah, but mm-hmm. I can't pay my bills with that, yo.
Oh, no. Let me tell you, people will try to play you as a Christian, so many things. Now, there's so many things that I do that I sow seed, and sow seed means I'm not looking for a return. But I'm not led to do that for everything and for everybody.
Oh,
and
okay.
These are the things that you have to separate. And I have realized that some of the things that people purchase, like let me give you an example, my book. My book is called Entitled to More. This is the information that I want to get into everybody's hand. But mm-hmm. what I realize and recognize is people value what they pay for. And so I could go out and I could try to give every book that I have away, but, you know, when you give somebody something, the next day you see it on the floor because they don't value it. But when they paid for it, you know,
mm-hmm.
they value what they pay for. And
I
so that's
away,
my job.
I gave away so many copies of my books, Pastor Monica, because I just wanted to save young girls. I wanted them to be blessed. God gave me I gave away so many books. And you know the thing that was hurtful, I don't even want to say angry, hurtful, is that the people closest to me who I thought I could bless, like lifelong friends, still have not read my books. And I'm on book like number 6 or 7. And they still ain't read the first one. And there are people that, you know, that buy a book. I've seen it. I'm at an engagement, and I've watched people say to me, I don't have all the money. Can I give you $8? Or can I? And I'm like, sure. Those people will email me, join the email list, send out blasts wherever I'm speaking. Mm-hmm. Like, it's tough. You know, and I speak for a living, and I got started, I guess I should say, in churches, and I accept love offerings, always I do, but how do we sustain ourselves? I think I keep asking the same question in a different way. How do we sustain ourselves in business if sometimes church people just want stuff for free, if I could be so forward and say that?
Oh, you are preaching.
I'm not trying
to be mean. No, you are telling the absolute truth, but I don't do that. And see, you can't let, especially unbelievers, try to play you and saying you're supposed to be a Christian, and now you're charging. Now, why don't you have a problem with the rappers and even the mafia and all of these people being blessed and having abundance, and I serve the Most High God, and I'm supposed to live in lack? Absolutely not. And so you set a standard. The only time I will be played is if I allow you to play me. And unfortunately, even for church people. Now, there have been times when I can go a place and I choose not to receive a love offering, but that
right.
is my choice.
And I've done that. Yeah, you're right.
That's my choice to do that, but I do have a set. Now, I won't say that I necessarily have a set, but we will talk about the honorarium prior to me coming. Because unfortunately, Saida, and you are a very powerful woman, I have enjoyed your show as well.
Thank you.
What happens is people try to prostitute your gift. It's not that they don't have it, because if they want to have somebody who they may consider more influential, more important, they'll get what they need to get them there.
See,
and so,
I'm so with you on that. And I'm like, if you were right here, I'd be putting my two fingers, you know, like eye to eye. You know, like we're so on point with this one. Now, just in kingdom building, and I want to address my former church, and I'm not going to say it by name, but it's just indicative of a whole bunch of things. And we're going to get into Impact Sisters, but this is very, very important, because a lot of people that listen to my show and archive it are people of faith and believers.
Okay.
So I just want – I'm so happy you're here. Let me just say that. You know, as believers, I believe – and when I say a believer, I just believe it's somebody who believes in God, that believes that you have to live your life a certain way. Some people may interpret believers as to mean you've been baptized or you speak in tongues, whatever you feel a believer is. I'm just saying believers just for the sake of my very broad audience. But as a believer, you have to also believe in universal laws. You have to believe in reaping and sowing and just how things work.
Yes.
Why is it so challenging for them to get business in ministry? I don't know.
Well, I think that is a very hard question to answer in simplicity. But
okay.
I think what what happens is, now let's keep it real. Most of us grew up not having a whole lot of money.
Right.
And so we were never taught the value of money. And so what we do as saints or believers, we make excuses for not having. You know how it was back in the day when you didn't have something, you used to talk about the people who had it, to try to play it down because you didn't have it. Well, that's the same way, because people who talk about prosperity and talk about having money and all of that, they do so because they don't have it. And so all of a sudden now it's so bad for me to have it. And
right.
I think, you know, in the church it's the concept that we're coming around, a lot of us are coming around to, and we have programs such as yours and such as mine and some other great programs out there just trying to educate the believer that is not just about speaking in tongues and going through emotional fits and just to get through another day. Praise the Lord that he got me through it, got me to another meal. No, that we're starting to realize and read the word for ourselves and understand the abundant living means more than enough. So if I have a lack in any area of my life, then I'm not reaching my full potential to what God died for. He said, I died that you may have abundant life.
You know,
my very reason for dying.
I'm sorry.
Yes, no problem. My very reason for dying is so that you would have more than enough. And it's not just money, but more than enough love, joy, peace, happiness, and finances.
You know, the tagline of my show, it says Life Remix Radio, rethink everything you know to experience success in every area of your life. Because I firmly believe we can experience success in our health, in our relationships, in our body, in our finances. I really believe that. Like, I truly, truly believe this. And I walk it and live it every single day. But with that, there's a responsibility that rests and lies with us as well. And so I'm very happy that you are very candid, especially as a pastor, in helping me and my listeners understand. See, I have to let all the listeners know, it's not that I'm just that smart. I just have great guests, so I can ask a whole bunch of good questions. we're going to have to switch gears because I definitely want to talk about Impact Sisters. I just have one more question just about the whole business side of it, because you do have a business show. When you are engaged in your business, we'll hear about what your business is. I don't want to spill the beans. But when you are engaged in your business, the business side of it, is there ever a time when there is that conflict with the ministry side as far as, not, I don't want to say morality goes, but just like, oh, I don't feel like calling this person back, or oh, that check might have to be late. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, are there ever those conflicting times as well? Would you be so kind to maybe share one of those instances and how you handled it?
Yes. First of all, no, there is no conflict because I'm a Christian always.
Okay.
And so even whether I'm in business, the principles that I use, the principles that I teach are always godly and biblical principles. And you're never going to hear me come up with this great idea that I took from the Bible and try to make my own, or, you know, try to act like I'm so, you know, wonderful and empowering, and you can say, you know, Pastor Monica has this great time. No, Pastor Monica talks about biblical concepts. So it never changes.
Right.
So the way I am with church is the way I am in business. I have integrity in church, and I have integrity in business.
Mm.
And I think this is where we get confused. Sometimes we try to separate. There is no separation.
Okay.
God is with you when you're making those business plans and not. And I'm finding that I'm getting more respect because I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so people feel comfortable doing business with me. And then I have the advantage. You know, let me just remind you of a scripture that the Bible talks about, God daily loads us with benefits. Well, that's translated in the Greek.
God what? I'm sorry.
He daily loads us with benefits. And I'll get the address for you in just a moment. He daily loads us with benefits.
Daily loads us with benefits. Okay, that's what I was trying to get. He daily, y'all got to catch that. So I'm writing this down, actually. He daily loads us with benefits. I like that.
Okay, let me read it, because I don't want to give you something. All right, Psalm 68:19 says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Now, that word translated there, benefits, is translated as advantage. So that means in business, I daily have the advantage. See, people can't even take advantage of me because I'm a Christian, because I have the advantage.
Oh,
I always win.
Oh, my God.
I always
use some stuff.
When you go into a business meeting and our colleagues go into a business meeting and they're not people of faith, they may have to guess, they may have to connive, they may have to have the crab mentality where they try to pull others down. But I have the advantage. I don't have to do that.
Girl, you
and
better
so,
preach.
That's where we are. This is what I teach to other people. You have the advantage. You don't have to try any underhanded stuff. God is going to give you just what you need. It could be a person that everybody's saying you have to network with, you have to meet, and God tells you in your spirit, stay away from them.
Yes. Oh, that's happened to me before. That has so happened to me before. I didn't mean to cut you off. That has so happened to me before. People have said you need to politic and you need to connect with this person, and I'm just not feeling that person, and I don't do it. And I get, girl, you know you have, and I'm like, oh, and that's why I said at the top of the show, I do things, even in my own house with my husband, I'll tell him, call Daquan. Daquan is my older son, and he'll look at me like, what? I just said, call him. You know, maybe at that moment, my son needs to hear his voice for whatever
yes.
it is. But I do that in business, and thank God my husband is spiritually in tune with me, so he'll say the same thing, Saida, call the bank or call, you know, for,
right,
and I'm like,
right.
what? But in business, I've done that, and people have looked at me, and this is real talk right here. People have looked at me like she's flaky. She's inconsistent, that she doesn't come through on what she says. And I really try to balance and juggle the two, because when I say I am making an effort every single cotton picking day to hear what God says to do, it doesn't make sense to the world, and then the world questions me, and then sometimes I look goofy. Am I the only one that goes through that?
Absolutely. You should. First of all, if it made sense to the world, then you need to question your relationship.
Yeah.
Because the only way God can shine in our lives is when he does the miraculous, when it doesn't make sense, how I'm going to be very wealthy in economic recession. All of this stuff. Why would you start a business now? All of these things. God says, let me defy the laws. Let me defy what's going on around you so that I can truly shine. Because if everything was going great and everybody else was prospering, then what makes you any different? People, the unbeliever would say, oh, it's because you went to school or it's because you got in with the right people. They would be able to justify. But what's getting ready to happen, and I believe this in your business and in your ministry, is not going to make sense to people. And people are going to know that it has to be God. That has to be God.
It has. I tell people every single day, this is all God, and it is all good, because I swear Saida couldn't pull this stuff off.
Yes.
My little finite, you know, Saida wants to, you know, I'm tall and fabulous and beautiful and diva-esque, but all that, you take my little 37 years of knowledge, there is no way under the sun that I could say or even fathom to pull this stuff off, because I be pulling her off some stuff.
I know that's right.
I pull some stuff, and it's funny because, you know, at the end of the bed, at the end of the day when I'm laying in the bed, I always try to, like, assess my day and kind of, you know, marinate on it. Sometimes I'm laying in bed like, God, you are the bomb, because I don't know how we finagled out of that one, or how this bill got paid.
Yes,
or how So I know it can't be me, but I don't want time to escape us. Can you tell us a little bit about Impact Sisters, because I want to get into that too.
Yes. Impact Sisters was just something that had been laid on my heart, because I want to empower people, just women in particular, just like we're doing right here. I want to empower them to understand. Here's what happened for me. 5 years ago, I was living in a two-bedroom apartment with five people, broke, busted, and disgusted. And I mean, really, I was having a hard time with life. I was in the banking. I was a professional. I was in management. My husband is a pastor. He was preaching all over the country, and we could barely make ends meet. And so I knew that there had to be more, so I began to go through a study. So I got exposed to more. And that's the first thing. When you get exposed, exposure creates expansion. When you are exposed to more, you find out, wait, hey, it's something else out there. So I was exposed to more. That prompted me to write my book, that I was now entitled to more, that I, too, was entitled to the more that's out there.
Right.
After that, I started expecting more. Because, see, now once you're taught that you're entitled to something, you start going after it. And you start expecting it. And then finally, I'm experiencing more. I said all of that to say I went from that two-bedroom apartment with five people, I mean with no money, to now not working a traditional job, being that entrepreneur, being that pastor that God's called me to be,
mm-hmm.
living in a five-bedroom house on a golf course, luxury cars.
Wow.
Why? That's not to brag. It's like you think, some people think that they have to do all of this stuff that they absolutely hate, going through a 9-to-5 and not living their dreams. I have more now than I've had before. Now, it doesn't work out on paper.
Yes.
Not
yes.
yet. It doesn't work out on paper, but my life is so much better. So Impact Sisters is about teaching those principles. Now, the thing that's different than a lot of other business groups, we don't just come together to network and pass business cards and share ideas. What we actually do, and we have three chapters so far, what we actually do is it may be 50 to 100 of us in a chapter, and we literally get behind that one person and we help their business.
Really?
Then we move on to the next person. Now, the thing that makes that so empowering is the fact that we understand this is our concept and our mantra is God is big enough to afford all of our dreams.
Wow.
So I don't have to be upset that you're first.
Right.
The only reason why I hate on people because they're first is because I really have doubt in my heart that he's able to do it for both of us.
Yeah.
So I get behind you and I help you if you're closer to fulfill your dreams and your vision, and what you do in turn is do the same for me, thus ensuring the success of all of our members. So we all rolling.
You know what?
And that's,
I heard that. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what we're all about.
You know, I heard that. The first time I heard that concept, it was in a very disparaging way, and it was about Mexicans. And
yeah.
I was told, and I say that it was disparaging, but where I live, where my grandmother lives, the whole town in Jersey is now heavily Hispanic. And, you know, our culture, we talk, you know, the Mexicans, they come and they all live in one house, and next one moves out. And I remember hearing that, and this was years ago. I was like, well, that kind of makes sense. Like,
yes.
What's wrong with that? And I was quiet during the conversation because that made sense to me. So for
mm-hmm.
what my culture or my people were saying, and it was said with such a negative connotation, like, well, y'all
mm-hmm.
know the Mexicans, they live all sleeping in bedrooms and two and three. But then one moves out, they buy a house, and one moves in. And I swear, I remember thinking, well, dude, what's wrong with that? Like, it didn't sound like a bad thing. So if that's the same premise of Impact Sisters, then it just seems obvious and logical that that's the right thing to do. Are
yes.
women how can women join? Is it regional? Is it, like, talk to me about that.
Now, this seems
Smokey
crazy.
We just got hit up in the chat room. Ms. Smokey said, how about some West Coast sisters?
Let me tell you, Smokey, we coming. The thing is, God is very intrusive with his vision. And what I mean by that is he always intrudes. I mean, he intrudes upon your life.
I love it.
What I mean by that is that if he told me just started in Philly and Delaware where I have churches, that would make sense because I know so many people there. I would at least have some level of success. But he told me by the end of 2009, I'll be in the 50 states. Now, I'm like, God, you're tripping because I don't know nobody in Nebraska. I don't know
right.
nobody in
right.
Idaho. But he's saying, but that's if you were doing it. Because 50 to 100 women in Philly is coming out to these meetings and in Delaware and in New Jersey, and they represent 50 to 100 everywhere you go.
See,
and they need to hear this message.
Yeah, I got to get down to one of your meetings. Just keep me posted when they are. I'm going to drive down. It's only like 2 hours, right?
Well, we're
down
coming to New York.
Oh, you are?
We are definitely coming to New York. We have a sister working on the location as we speak.
I will open up my house. I actually live in North Jersey. And, you know, once I put stuff on the air, you know I can't take it back. If you need to come into my house, I will be getting my new furniture, you know, praise God, very, very shortly
yes.
because my living room is empty. But I will avail my house to you. I've got three bedrooms, two bathrooms, and plenty of space.
So if y'all are coming, see, now I don't have to drive to Philly.
You know what I'm saying? And I know his real jewel, my assistant, is on, and she's taking each and everything that you're saying down verbatim. I'm telling you.
That's why I said I can't take it back now that I said it. But if all I have to do is open up my doors to save me a drive, come on up the turnpike, sister.
I know that's right. Well, we will definitely. And I'm telling you, this concept is taking us by storm. We're getting contacts from all over, from Detroit, saying, okay, can you launch here? Can you? Because it is just a concept that is phenomenal. Think about the testimony that we have to the body of, not just to the body of Christ, but to people as a whole when we all become successful. See, if I'm the only one being successful in this group, then somebody would have said, well, it's because she strategized and she's just so smart and so wonderful.
Right.
No, but if we all are successful, all walks of life, all backgrounds, all educational status, then you know it's something, and the common denominator is God.
Yeah. You know, that's the beauty of, like, meeting people, too, because I'm going to tell you, and I wrote about it in my first book, and I'm saying this word not to make people angry, but I was really pissed at God, and I put it that way in my book. So I'm saying
Keep it real. Not
for anybody's hairs to stand up on their neck and send me to hell or, you know. But I wrote in my book, I was really pissed off at God because I thought giving my life to God, I was willing, all right, you know, like I'm negotiating here, you know, because I really didn't understand. I'm like, okay, God, I'll give up being in the rap world, and I'll go to your side, but I need this, this, and this. You feel what I'm saying? And
yes.
I believed in the Lord more strongly than I believed in myself, so that's why I, you know, kind of remixed my life. But then I was like, this sucks. I don't have any friends. Nobody's calling me. I was, I'm getting passionate because this is really how I felt. And that's why I'm saying, I was like, yo, the church and the altar that sold me to Okie Doke. Y'all told me when I was at that altar, I was going to be all right. And this sucks, really. But then you know what? I got new friends. New people came into my life. The common denominator was God. And I just was like, okay, I'm happy I toughed it out. I'm happy I toughed it out. But that's real. And I felt that way. You know, this week we are celebrating entrepreneurs, but I especially felt that way in business. I want to share one thing with you and just get your comments on the back end of the story. I was working with this guy. And I'm really careful working with men. Before, I really didn't care because I used the guise of it's business, it's work. But now I'm really mindful. Like I won't. Like I had to meet with the pastor in Brooklyn, and his assistant said, "Well, do you mind if I'm there?" I said, "Actually, I need you to be there because I won't. You know, just certain things I won't do anymore." But the point is, I was working with this guy, and he came to my office, and everything was good. And he introduced me to his friend. Oh, we want to work with you. They came to my office. Blah 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 blah. I didn't know. Like, I found out later they were really checking me out, not sexually, but seeing how they could get over. The point is, what they started doing is playing themselves against each other to me. So the new friend, person B, was like, Sai, you really don't have to work with him. You could work directly with me. And I'm like scratching my head like, what? So I didn't say anything. Person A sent me an email. You know, I just introduced you to, just so you're aware, you know, he's all right, but just keep dealing with me. And I'm saying, okay, I think something weird is going on. And there's a point to this, so hold on one second. So finally, they both called me, and I didn't know person B was listening in on the line. And so I'm talking, but see, I was slightly guarded because I was thrown off by the emails. So I get off the phone, and I have an angel who watches over me, and I got this phone call out of the blue that afternoon that said, yo, what's up with that email you got? So, you know, that's how I knew this is a very precarious situation, because this person had no way of knowing that this whole thing had jumped off in the morning. So I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you can either tell me or you cannot tell me, but I know something is going on with you as far as an email goes. So I explain the whole situation, and I'm sharing that story because of this. Just because we're believers and we are Christians and we're running a business does not mean our businesses will still not come under attack.
Yes,
absolutely. I did not see it coming because my head is pretty much in the clouds because I don't live like that anymore. Do you see what I'm saying? And I'm sharing this story to let everybody who's listening know my head is in the clouds, kumbaya, let's all make money together and, you know, smile and whatever. But these two people were plotting against me, and they were plotting against me so badly that the person who called me in the afternoon, this is all they said on the phone, yo, what's up with that email you got? I was sitting in my office. I could have turned white, and y'all know by looking at my pictures, I am very chocolate, and I love all my chocolateness. But I could have turned pale white because it scared me. Because, number one, this is somebody who I have not spoken with in a very long time. But for them to just call and be like, yo, what's up with that email? I knew I was treading on very dangerous waters. And this is a spiritual connection I'm talking about here.
Right.
I shared the story. And then I was like, well, what are you talking about? You know, played it off. And finally they were like, look, we've been around this bush before. You can either tell me what happened with the email or not, but then you're on your own.
Right.
And I was like, oh, all right, here's what happened. But I want people to understand, especially if we're running businesses, that just because we believe in the Lord and believe that abundance and blessings are coming to us, I still struggle financially with my company at times. And right now I'm going through a very tough time financially with my agency. However, I'm still remaining faithful. I'm still remaining vigilant in what I do. And know that everybody that you work with doesn't love the Lord like you do.
Yes. Absolutely.
So I just, what is your thoughts on that?
I think, again, you just proved that scripture, the advantage. I will always have the advantage. Somebody just tried to take advantage of me and our business, and it, you know, our business is pretty new. But it will always play out. It will always, and that's why I used to get upset. I used to, you know, be just like you. I don't do this to people. Why would they do it to me? First of all, I'm a threat to the kingdom of darkness, to the kingdom of darkness. I'm a threat. So you can't expect the devil to be your friend. So when he knows that he can't benefit from you, he's going to go out on an all-out attack. And the enemy uses not just unbelievers but saved folk, and they don't even realize what they're doing to try to sabotage what God is doing. But again, I will always have the advantage, and that's why I don't panic under pressure. That's the difference between me and a regular business person. When pressure comes, because guess what, Saida? When the dust settles and the smoke clears, I'm the last one standing. So I don't need to panic.
Wow. Ooh, this is some good, juicy stuff. That scripture, you said Psalms chapter 68, verse 19?
Yes.
And it's paraphrase, y'all know, I know it's in there somewhere, but paraphrase, he daily loads us with benefits. And you said to try to switch in my brain from benefits to advantage.
Yes, it's translated. Look it up in the Greek and the Hebrew, and you'll see the word advantage. I daily have the advantage. I expect the advantage. I expect.
You know, you... See, I get speechless around these times because I get so overwhelmed. I don't know if I want to cry or jump or dance in my office right now. Because this is information, something that's so simple. Oh, see, now I got to change subjects again. This is why when we are given information and knowledge, we cannot keep it to ourselves. Because you are so freely and generously sharing 1 hour that you cannot get back with me, but look at all the other lives that it's impacting. But think about this, and I'll tell you, you know, I've gotten a couple good nuggets of wisdom. One of the other little nuggets of wisdom that I have on my computer is learn to do it afraid. I have another one that says break it into small tasks. Because usually the stuff that I do is huge. So I have to, instead of getting overwhelmed, I can get overwhelmed very easily sometimes. So I'll put break, and that's a little sticky note literally on my laptop. And it's funny because I had to go give a presentation last week, and I had all these little sticky notes on my computer, but I refused to take them off. So whoever went and looked at my presentation on my laptop saw my little notes. But I'm going, the third sticky note, you know, we do things in threes. The third sticky note is going to be Psalm 68:19. He daily loads us with benefits / an advantage. Because that is some good stuff right there. That is a lifesaver to know. And the way you said it, Pastor Monica, that when all the dust settles, I'm thinking of like a Western, when everybody's all shot.
Exactly.
Like, all shot at the open. See, I don't know if we're supposed to put it in those terms, but I'm just telling you how I see it.
Yes.
Everybody's kind of like, bleh, all splatted out on the floor. You're standing there with your little hand on your hip, you know, instead of having your two guns, you've got your Bible in one hand, some holy water in the next, the other one that's still standing.
Yes, absolutely.
That is some good stuff. I just want to let you know your assistant is just keeping us up to date in the chat room. She's put a verse, and someone did ask for your email address. So MinisterJanelle@iPrevail.org, PastorMonica@iPrevail.org.
Yes.
And I just want to read a couple of things because the chat room has been very, very active. But actually today I didn't really participate in the chat room because I didn't want to miss an ounce of what you're giving us. But I just want to read you a couple of things. I did ask everybody to please, and this is for you, Pastor Monica, Minister Janelle, everybody, send me an email with your mailing address. I have something to bless everybody with, you know, because when God blesses you, you have to bless other people. So send me,
yes,
your, and my email address is sasambboy@cybrown.com. So that's the sidebar, because I was getting some email addresses in the chat room. Just shoot it to me in an email because I could keep everything separate. In the chat room, we had Ms. Smokey saying, our lives come under attack. It seems the closer we get to God, the more we are attacked, and sometimes more than we can bear. But God always comes through for us. I have to agree, because God can't get, you know, the opposition can't get me, but it sure is going after my kids. Oh, boy, oh,
oh,
boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes, absolutely.
Boy. I'm dealing with a 19-year-old right now, and sometimes I look at him like, where did you come from? And then I have to remember it's not him, kind
mm-hmm.
of, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something else going on. And I really, really believe that. Grandma's Secret said hello. That was Miss Regina, who was with us earlier this week. Grandma's Secret says, we are all called to do something. God gave all of us talents. To some, he gave many talents, and we must exercise them all. Just like you can be a mom and a businesswoman, you can be a pastor and a business person. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. That's good. Well, Pastor Monica is living proof of that. She's doing it and doing it with integrity. Let me just read a couple more. We were talking about Pastor Monica in the chat room where how Dropping Seed said he feels guilty
mm-hmm.
asking for money. Oops, I just deleted it. I'm sorry. That he feels guilty asking for money. I'm trying to pull it up. It says, and then Ms. Smokey says, it's a complete circle. This energy is constantly moving, so if you feel bad about receiving money, take the money and donate it, but keep the energy flowing, and then tell them to stop hating.
Well, what I would say is you don't need to be, you feel bad about receiving. God's primary way of blessing his people is through other people. And
yeah.
So you can't get, you know, I mean, that's just the laws of the harvest. You reap what you sow. And don't shut the hand of people who's trying to sow into your life. And when it's a business, you are offering something. And because we don't, as believers, we don't have any games or gimmicks, what we do has value to it. And trust me, what you're asking for is for what you're giving is less than what it's really worth. And that's how I look at it. And so I don't care, even if you're ministering, you're giving life. You can't, when my perspective changed about prosperity and my life, I can't even afford to pay for what that did for me. So, I mean, you just change your perspective. And when your heart is pure and your motivation is pure, you don't need to be upset. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Grandma's Secret says, Pastor Monica, keep your eyes on the prize. God will see you through. I am living proof. And Ms. Smokey says, it's blessing the other person.
Yes, absolutely. Let me tell you something. Now,
yes.
Some people may get mad at me. I'm on MySpace. And people must type in pastor under the search. And, I mean, I get all of these emails, right, from people saying, Pastor Monica, I have a problem, I have a problem, I have a problem. And, I mean, I'm talking about 100. I mean, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so at first I was feeling so good. I thought I was doing so much ministry because I was responding to these people and I was, look, taking time away from my kids, from my husband,
from the church, the physical church that I pastor, and the members, because I'm mentoring these people around the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm spending time doing that. And I realize that I talked to another pastor friend of mine, and she's getting some of the same people in the same. See, it's a circuit. Some people are just helpless. And they'll just, if you give it away for free, they're going to take it. But guess what I started doing?
Yes.
And this, I started saying, you know what, you're dealing with depression. I'm not going to spend a half an hour on my space trying to encourage you. But first of all, where's your pastor? The second thing is, if you're going through depression or you're going through doubt, chapter 3 of my book addresses that. And guess what? They've been calling and they are purchasing the book. Now, I was giving it away for free. But people value what they pay for. And guess what? I'm not all of them, but most of them, or I'll say there's a CD that I have that speaks to that. And I'll move on to the next person. And they actually take the CD, they're blessed by the CD, and pass it on.
That's slick. I love that. So, okay. You know, I just started doing that actually this month. It's so funny you say that because a lot of people come to me and say, oh, can you teach me how to be a motivational speaker? How do I start my speaking ministry? And I spent so much time on the phone. So I created a home study course, and now I tell them I have a 60-minute CD that's entitled How to Get Started as a Paid Speaker, and it comes with a one-hour consultation. And you know something? People have purchased it.
But Saida, let me tell you this. What you're doing, and I definitely want to get you to come to Philly, so I'm out there too. So, but I do, because there are so many people in our group that do that. And what I'm trying to do is stay in my lane. I know what my assignment is just to get them empowered. So I bring other people such as yourself as experts to come in to show these women how to do what they need to do. But my mentor, Bishop Ivy Hillier, is our pastor. And he told me something that was so key. He said, you know what? You need to merchandise your wisdom. Because what happens is, and you sound like just a person like me, I used to help so many people, and it was for no other reason than I just like to help. I mean, I'm going to give you all my resources, my connections, and everything. But the hope is that when you make it, you would look back and say, you know what, Pastor Monica did help me, and I'm going to give back, or Saida did help me. And it never seems to quite turn out like that.
Yes.
And people will try to play you and say, well, just believe God for your return. No. I'm going to be sensible, and I'm going to merchandise my wisdom. So the wisdom that I have, I'm so glad you did that course, because that's exactly what I would have told you to do. Because people will grab, and they'll become prosperous. And this is what really will hurt your feelings, is all the information you poured into them, they package it up into a class.
They do,
And you're not benefiting from it. So you have to think, I have to merchandise this wisdom.
You know how many – I get almost an email a day of somebody else starting a speaker agency or how to market to speakers, and I chuckle. Since January – well, I mean, that's being a little loose with my words, but since January I've probably seen – about four or five new agencies pop up, and they get started, but it's not easy doing what we do. And matter of fact, wait, I think Tom is still with us. Oh, okay, if you can see in the chat room, Ficklin Media Group, Tom is a client services manager with my agency. You have to plant a lot of seeds before you start seeing that return. But that whole concept of merchandising your wisdom, I absolutely love it, because if God gave you a message, and which I believe he may have, but then there's going to be a way to sustain yourself from that. Isn't there a scripture, I think, that says, like, your gift will make room or something like that?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I have to go back to something you said.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you're preaching to me, too. I just want you to know. When you talk about so many people now all of a sudden wanting these agents, first of all, it doesn't even matter if they have a good idea. If they don't have the anointing for it, it won't prosper.
Yes,
but now people have come into Impact Sister saying, and it's like the little kid syndrome. You remember when you were a little kid, you would see something, you'd say, I could do that. Because it's more than a notion. I have the ability to draw women. And you could have a wonderful concept, but if you don't have that ability to draw, it doesn't matter. And some people have joined Impact Sisters and tried to start, now check this out, tried to start an organization just like Impact Sisters within Impact Sisters. And wait a minute, I'm getting ready to hurt you real bad. And use my staff to help them. But as a Christian, and people think pastor, she's not going to say nothing. She's going to say, oh, you know, Jesus is love. No, I said, you know, sweetheart, here's what I say. Sweetheart, your business focus is exactly like mine. And as a businesswoman, it doesn't make sense. I wouldn't have an insurance company and allow you to start an insurance company within my insurance company and use my resources to do it. So I can't allow you to do that.
Ooh.
And so you have to be bold because the enemy will be bold.
Yeah, and come very, very sneakily, if that's the word. I hope my mother's not listening.
I got you.
I just said sneakily. But, you know, like sneak in and rear its
yeah.
head and throw you off track. And all it's meant to do is deviate you from the plan, because any little thing to thwart what you're meant to do is a victory for the opposing team.
Yes.
Listen, my darling, we are down to 4 minutes left. This just went so, so quickly. Okay, and I'm saying it on the record, y'all. I'm going to Philly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. I can't take it back. Just let me know when the next meeting is, and praise God, if I'm not booked, I will definitely make it right down the turnpike. Oh, look, his rare jewels that you said sneakily before. You know, I come up with the craziest words on this show. That's why sometimes my mom listens and she says, Saida, you know I taught you better than that. I'm like, but mom, it's just like, I'm like, I didn't know. So I said sneakily before. I think I need to start a book of Saida's made up words or something. But the funniest thing is, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Pastor Monica, before we go off the air today, can you share with us just some closing thoughts before I give our closing prayer?
Yes. I just want to say thank you so much and keep doing what you're doing. You have the grace to do it. And since we've been connected, and I don't believe there are any accidents, we're connected for destiny. And all of the listeners who are out here who want to connect, it is my desire to make an impact. An impact means your life will never be the same, and I believe that for you and your business. So we'll be able to share with each other, but you won't be the same place this year that you are, next year that you are this year, because we made that connection, and that's my commitment to you.
Well, I receive that, and I accept it. So Dropping Seed said in the chat room that I have to send him a cheesesteak. And I see the next meeting in Philly is September 8th. Let me check my wall calendar. It is a Monday, and I am free, so we'll connect.
Yay!
Minister Janelle and I. So, you know, we said it on the air, so y'all know I can't take it back. I just want to
say, the New York thing. You can't take that back either.
Oh, no, and I truly, truly mean that, and I've said that on the air several times. I've lived with my grandmother the last 5 years. When I sold my house in Atlanta, I moved up here to live with my grandmother, who's now 87, and it was heartbreaking. I moved into my new house July 1st. It was heartbreaking to move, because I kind of made that promise, like, I'm going to come up there with you, but you know something? I was dying as a person. I couldn't really have company. I couldn't do things, because it's, you know, it's her house. It's decorated the way she wants, and you know what? Today, before the show, I zipped over there. My son is going to college and staying at her house just because the tuition is cheaper. But he's staying with her, so I popped my head over there this morning. I washed the dishes, wiped off the kitchen table, and zoomed right back into my office so I could do today's show at 12. So she still sees me, but, you know, I needed my own space to do things such as this, and that's how I know the Lord will provide for me to pay this bill for this apartment, because I have things to do. I want to say to everybody, I love you all for listening, and it's not a cliche, it's not just Saida being corny. I really, really, really want to say I love you all for listening, and always remember that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is, and wherever you are, God is. Thanks, God, and so it is. Everybody, thank you for joining me. Pastor Monica, this was a treat, a pleasure, a blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I love you. Thank you for joining us. And everybody, thank you. We had an active chat room today, right? Listen, I'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Make today your best day ever, and I'll see you all tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.